This conversation is powered by Google Illuminate. Check out illuminate.google.com for more. Ever heard of neurofeedback? Sounds kind of sci-fi, right? Like brain training for superheroes?
Not quite superheroes, but pretty cool. It's basically teaching your brain to work better.
Teach your brain, like you give it homework?
More like showing it how to chill out or focus better using real-time feedback.
Intriguing. So let's dive into this discussion about neurofeedback. So what exactly is neurofeedback?
It's a non-invasive way to improve brain function. Think of it as brain training through self-regulation. It uses the brain's natural ability to change and adapt.
So no electrodes shocking my brain?
Nope. Just sensors on your scalp detecting brainwave activity.
And how does that actually work?
Sensors pick up brainwaves, a computer processes them, and you get feedback, sounds, visuals, games that reward healthier brainwave patterns. It's operant conditioning.
So, like a video game for your brain.
Exactly. You learn to control your brainwaves to get a better score.
Before you start, is there some kind of brain scan or something?
Often, yes. A thorough assessment is key. Many use qEEG, or brain mapping, to pinpoint areas needing improvement. It's like a map of your brain activity.
So they see where your brain is struggling?
Precisely. It helps tailor the training to your specific needs.
Is there just one type of neurofeedback?
Nope, several. Traditional Z-score, connectivity training, infralow and infraslow, even fMRI and AG neurofeedback. Lots of options.
Wow, that's a lot of different ways to train your brain.
Yeah, each targets different brainwave frequencies and functions.
So what kind of problems can neurofeedback help with?
ADHD, anxiety, PTSD, sleep problems, even migraines and mood disorders. It's used for peak performance too.
Wow, a pretty wide range of applications.
Yeah, it addresses brain dysregulation, which underlies many conditions.
Does it work with other therapies?
Absolutely. It complements psychotherapy and functional medicine approaches. It can help stabilize the nervous system before therapy, for example.
So it's like prepping the brain for other treatments.
Exactly. A team approach often works best.
Is it safe? Any side effects?
Generally very safe with a qualified professional. Mild temporary side effects like fatigue or headaches are possible, but usually easily managed.
So nothing too scary.
Not at all.
Who should be doing this neurofeedback?
Licensed healthcare professionals with specialized neurofeedback training. BCIA certification is a good sign of expertise.
So not just anyone can do this?
Definitely not. It requires specific knowledge and skills.
How important is the relationship between the therapist and the client?
Crucial. A supportive relationship boosts success. Client motivation is also key. They need to understand the process and believe in it.
So it's not just about the technology, but the human connection too.
Exactly. A good therapist builds trust and helps clients stay motivated.
Is there homework involved?
Often, yes. Home practice reinforces what's learned in sessions. The number of sessions varies, typically 20, 40, but sometimes more.
So it's not a quick fix?
No, it's a training process, so consistency is important.
Can it replace medication?
Not usually, but it can be used alongside medication and sometimes help reduce medication needs over time. Insurance coverage varies and remote options are available.
So it's best to check with your insurance and doctor.
Absolutely. It's always best to have a conversation with your doctor. Neurofeedback is a powerful tool, but it's not a magic bullet. It's about empowering your brain to work better.
That was a great discussion. Thanks for sharing your expertise.